Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, Jess Kelly joins us now once again for the tech takeover. Jess, what's on the agenda this week?
We're going to talk about AI and music. So over the last few weeks, we've kind of hit upon AI in a few different ways. But as I have been blasting the Christmas tunes and as everybody is opening their Spotify Wrapped today, which I'm already sick of seeing on social media, I wanted to look a little bit more at AI and music because, as you probably are aware, some of the biggest names in the world, like Paul McCartney, Dua Lipa, everybody has come
Kate Bush.
They've all expressed serious concerns about AI music.
They released that album, didn't they? That Sound of Silence album.
Yes, kind of highlighting that, look, if you want the computers to come down the tracks, you're going to silence all of us. It's going to be nothing for us to do. And there are serious concerns to this, but I wanted to sort of illustrate the issue here. So earlier on, at about 1:30, I sat down at my desk and I went to a website that's completely free to use. And I gave this website a bit of information about you. And about 90 seconds later, it produced this.
Ciara Doherty, from the hills of Donegal, she spends her days talking about the news to all. She's friendly year-round, from winter to fall. She lives life like she's having a ball.
Jess, you're a genius.
But this is the concern, right? Because it's a catchy little bop. It got the information pretty correct, I would say. And it took 90 seconds to produce.
Oh, so that's AI-generated music.
Yeah. And you can see why the artists are concerned.
Because that's... Okay, look, at loads of people will be listening going, that was absolute rubbish. But it wasn't.
It was a pop.
It was passable.
It was passable. And the thing is, this is the fear, is that some of, like, if you go through your Spotify Wrap today, and if we dive into that data when the full thing becomes available, what we'll see is some of the most listened to tracks on Spotify are not by Taylor Swift or Fontaine's DC and all the rest. Sometimes people who, like me, put on music to listen to when they're working, they end up listening to relaxing music that's produced by AI. So we have people now who can go to websites like the one I went to, create relaxing, soothing music, background music, jazz style music, whatever it is, put it up on the likes of YouTube, Spotify and other streamers and generate money, because we know, although it's not great money, artists do get paid every time a song is listened to. So for generic songs that exist on these platforms, money is being made. And then if you are the likes of, and I don't want to claim this credit, and I kind of hate that I've done it, but if you're The Weeknd or any of those, like Bruno Mars, any of those artists who make songs like this, ask them how long it takes to produce one song that kind of sounds similar enough to what I've just done in 90 seconds. And you will hear it's their artistry. It's the life experience. It's the talent they were born with. It's the producers. It's
the industry all around it.
It's an entire industry. And so although these things are a bit frivolous and I see people posting them for, you know, when people are going off to get married or whatever it is, people do it in a jokey way, there are serious concerns. And I do think the music industry is right to be concerned about this.
To what extent is AI being used to create or to generate music? Do we have any understanding?
We don't have a full understanding. We get snapshots, right? So Sony Music said that it has sought to take down 75,000 deep fakes. So that's the images, the music, the videos that can easily be mistaken for real. So I mentioned Bruno Mars there. I have seen some remarkable deep fakes of him appearing on Instagram. Everybody would know he's a great dancer. But there are deep fakes where he's singing songs about individuals, about politicians, about political issues. And that is of a massive concern. We also know that there have been unofficial remixes of songs happening on social platforms. And sometimes they go viral and, you know, it can take an obscure artist and catapult them to global fame, which is great. But if you're an established artist and your music is being sampled or remixed in an unofficial way, that means you're not getting paid and it's being utilized in an unauthorized way. Not only are you out of pocket, but so too are the people lower down the ladder. We seem to always focus on the likes of Taylor Swift or Coldplay or U2, you know, the global artists who have a massive amount of money. But it's important that they speak out on these issues and the people like Paul McCartney speak out on these issues, because it does have that drop-down effect on everybody else further down the food chain.
So what you mentioned there is something that's really interesting, the deep fakes, okay?
Yeah.
And that clip that you played for me there,
yeah,
clearly AI-generated music.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when they are sampling or remixing somebody else's music? Is there not a big copyright issue there?
There is absolutely a copyright issue. And this is something that the UK in particular has been doing a lot of work on. To try and establish when something is being utilised under what's called fair use. There's also the inspiration defence. There's a few different defences that exist. But there are famous examples of where a bit of music, a sample is taken, and sometimes the composer of the original piece of music will get a writing credit on the new piece of music. That's essentially how things should work. But it's not working. That's not happening in all cases. The other big concern here as well is that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is not in favor of rules and regulations when it comes to AI. He is not helping the cause here as well. And these types of issues and regulation will only be impactful if there is a global stance. We could see some music labels not allowing their artists' music being listened to in certain parts of the world. And it's for the protection of, again, not just the artists, but all of the creatives and the individuals who work in this sphere.
Really, really interesting, Jess. Okay, what's your tech tip and your tech recommendation this week?
Tech tip is don't forget the digital stamps. So I, for the last number of years, do that thing where I go out and I buy gorgeous Christmas cards. And I go to the effort of getting everybody's address. And then the final postal date comes and I go, oh, I don't have stamps. And it's really annoying. So if you go to all that effort and you want to send your cards, you can buy your digital stamps. You get given a code. You just have to write it very clearly onto the envelope. But don't let the stamps be the reason you don't post your cards. They are a gorgeous thing to send and receive. So you can get them from the OnPost website.
And your recommendation?
Recommendation this week is an app called Giftster. And this is great to help you manage your present buying lists. So in my family, we do KK amongst my siblings. What you can do is put on your own wish list. You can add links. You can add lists for individuals in your life. So whether it is your friends, your family, whatever it is, your colleagues. And you can kind of compile little bits and pieces that you see that when you finally have the headspace to go about your gift buying, it's all condensed in one place. It's not in your email, on your notes app and everything. It's just in one place. It's called Giftster and it's available. It's completely free as well.
And Jess Kelly has all her Christmas shopping already done and it's already wrapped under the tree. I've seen it and I have yet to start. But anyhow, Jess, this evening, it's all going to happen this
tomorrow,
evening, I promise.
Tomorrow.
Maybe this weekend, maybe next week, maybe Christmas Eve. All right. Jess Kelly, thanks for that.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.